I'm excited to speak with Rocky today. We met at the Web Summit in Vancouver, BC, and here we are talking about his role as the director and head of policy research for the Financial Services Development Council. And he's here to talk about his role and his love for marathoning, and we'll get into his training and how he properly fuels his body. Welcome, Rocky.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much for having me, Christine.
I have to say, the name Rocky is very strong. I think of the movie Rocky, but Rocky's solid. So, how did you get that name if you tell our viewers?
It was given by my father. So it's actually reflective of the Chinese name that I have. My Chinese name speaks for Yetngok. So it's like the number one mountain. All right. And so when my dad gave me that name, or my grandfather gave me that name, my dad just feels that, you know what, Rocky Mountains is the top mountain that like he has visited at that point in time. So we were I was just given that name.
Yes, well, it really suits well for what you do. I mean, you are a director and head of policy research for the Financial Services Development Canada. Can you tell or share what your role does, and is there a typical day?
Sure. So the Financial Services Development Council is an advisory body to the government of the Hong Kong SAR. The reason of its existence is that while there are a lot of regulators in the city, and for those of you listening and don't know much about Hong Kong is an international financial center. It's one of those top three centers, and that would be New York, London, and Hong Kong. And with that in mind, there's a need for us to think of policies that fit today's world, and which is evolving very quickly. And as a result, the Financial Services Development Council was born back in 2013. Now, between the last 12 years, we have been publishing a lot of papers, and that's what a think tank or an advisory body literally does. We need to come up with ideas for the government to consider, for the regulators to implement, and for the industry to voice out their suggestions or observations that they have taken away from their practices from global arenas. So that's essentially what I do. As for myself, I head up the policy research function in this institution. I manage a team, but usually besides working, I get up pretty early. Sometimes, or these days, sometimes at 3:30. I don't know why it's insomnia, I guess, but I do start running at about 5. So that really balances out, what I have to deal with at work. A lot of writing, a lot of editing, a lot of speaking. As to what I have to do during my runs, and that's a lot of me time. No music, just pure running, focusing on my step by step, my feet.
So this, that balanced lifestyle, right? That you get up at 5 to do your training, but it's like, how far do you go? Or does it depend on your training?
Yeah, well, how far did I go? So, I've got two kids. They're 14 and 12. My son is the elder son. He doesn't care too much about me sending him to school or to the bus stop or whatsoever. But I do wish to spend as much time with my daughter as possible. And with that in mind, I have to rush back home by 7:15 to pick up my daughter. So between 5 to 7:15, I run as much as possible. Obviously there would be interval days, there would be tempo, there would be easy, and there would be long run. Long runs are usually for the weekends. I'm now training for a marathon in the beginning of November in Hangzhou, in Chinese mainland. So I'm now going into the most enjoyable phase of almost tapering. So I really look forward to just eating a lot of food, getting ready for the race.
Yes, and on speaking of food, can you share with us, the importance of nutrition and how do you properly fuel your body as a marathoner?
I actually, it's a very interesting story that I had. As a matter of fact, I never ran until December 2018. It was right before this job. I was with CFA Institute, and the organization actually cares a lot about the employees. And with that, I mean, it would provide us with wellness services and benefits, which means we can spend a certain amount of money on gym membership, or like dumbbells or shoes or whatnot. And back then, I never cared, but I thought, why shouldn't I do something about my own body with that kind of benefit? Now, at the same time, I was traveling, and my friend looked at me, and she was like, "Look, Rocky, your belly is like a watermelon now. Perhaps you should start running." And that really hurt, because I thought I was okay. I thought, like, I wasn't too heavy, and I decided to just follow her for a run, and thought I could do it. Now, it was only after 2 kilometers that I had to stop, and I was running at 8 minutes pacing, so it was pretty much walking, or walking a little fast, and I still couldn't continue after 2 kilometers. So I realized that something has to be changed, and that was first with my diet. Now, in a few short weeks, I lost about 20 pounds, and I only focused on having real food. So that's avocado, cereal, steak, orange, banana, that kind of real food. I'll just do that. It's not very scientific, but I realized that a lot of people told the world on social media that like having real food would allow your body to reconcile with what it should be, and it worked for me. And as a result, like I lost 20 pounds, and I start running. I complete my first 10K in February 2019. And since then, like, I am more cautious with my diet. So I try to avoid overeating. I like care a lot about my water consumption and whatnot. But there was a period when I ran quite a bit, and I thought to myself, look, I'm running so much, there's a lot of output. Perhaps I can have a lot of chips. I can have a lot of snacks, and I did. Now, my friends just told me, "Rocky, you're not improving these days, probably because of your diet." And so, that was the that kicked in. That kind of mindset kicked in, and I now try to avoid too much snacks. I still do, but in terms of chips, I'm not eating it for breakfast. I'm not, having so much candies, during the day. Yeah, that really was the change. That was really, really helpful.
I mean, but you still, I mean, you maybe have a few chips, but it's not like you might have it in a bowl, perhaps, but you don't overindulge. I mean, running, I mean, can have your cake and eat it too, but maybe in small doses. I don't, but yeah, so, but you feel better, right? When you're working out and having, you're properly fueling your body, but also, with your role, like how has running marathons, I should say, helped you in your role? When you with the role that you do, how is the training like what you do?
Yes, it actually got my body a lot stronger than before. My immune system has improved a lot, except that I've been sneezing for the last couple of days due to hay fever. It's around this season that the air quality start getting a little bit not as good, and as a result, like my nose is really allergic to dust and pollen and that kind of thing. Now, going back to your question, I do believe that running has given me a lot more reasons to be real to myself. So that kind of me time would allow me to think of the world in a very silent manner. It's just me and my brain, and that is very useful. I also feel that, like when you are less obese, I was obese. I was 180 some pounds. And I'm not, and I've been staying at around 140 something for the last 6 years. But I'm not tall, right? So and that's why, like with my weight, my sleeping quality was terrible, and I was snoring a lot, partly because of my allergies and whatnot, and that was disturbing my wife as well. So I think running in general has given not only me but my family better quality of life. It has given me a lot of me time to think about what I have to do for the day, for a job, in my work, for my team, with the other people. I mean, like, except that it would get me quite tired, and I sleep like a farmer. My sleeping pattern is like I would go to bed by absolutely by 10, usually by 9. Except that, like I don't think there's a lot of weird changes, so to speak, to my body or to my daily life.
Yes, Rocky, the work you do, is it, how would you say it's similar to running or training for a marathon to a financial strategy? Like it's like putting in what you put into is what you get. I was like depositing, right? You're depositing the kilometers or the miles. Can you find it as similar, like the training for a marathon to a financial strategy?
Oh yes. I think well, for my work, there this it resonates a lot. So it keeps me very humble. Like even though you can have a bit of an improvement, between now and what you were 2 years ago, I'm still just an average runner. And that actually keeps us very honest, right? There are a lot of people better than us. There are a lot of knowledgeable people out there who know about this and that more than us. And so that actually gives us the reasons to stay humble and keep learning from the others. Now, in terms of finance, I also see that, as you mentioned, Christine, that like you have to deposit the mileage, or like you like in terms of finance, there are times when you can deploy a wrong strategy and you can lose all your money. This is exactly like if you are suddenly becoming too aggressive with adding mileage to your training plan, you can get hurt. I guess like that actually speaks to also speaks to my very own experience when one of those months when I added 60 to 70% of the mileage without knowing it. I just wanted to do really well in February, and then like I add a lot of miles to my training plan prior to the race, and I got hurt. So these are the things that we have to keep to ourselves. We have to be honest. We have to be managing our expectations and doing everything step by step.
Rocky, I have to ask you, do you have a favorite shoe brand?
Yes, I do. I just bought it. I think it is very expensive, but I just bought my AlphaFly 3. So I'm going to race my next couple of marathons in those. I run mostly in Nikes. So like I for my easy runs, I usually use Invincible 3. My tempos, I use Zoomfly 6. Sometimes my older pairs of Vaporfly 3s. I also run my long runs these days using Superbus 3, Superbus 2 from ASICS. So no, those would be my rotation mostly.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful, is, but also, can you, I mean, you have such a passion for running and for what you do professionally. And I would like to ask and share with our audience, do you have a favorite marathon and can you tell us why?
I haven't run a lot of marathon yet. It will be my sixth in Hangzhou. I ran a few in Taiwan. I also ran one in Seoul and in Hong Kong. They are all very different. I haven't signed up for any majors yet. I feel that it is a little bit expensive, both in terms of well, if I can't be qualified, I can't qualified yet. I have to deal with the charity spots, and that's very expensive. And also traveling from Hong Kong to North America for three of those races would be very expensive. Also, the hotels are extremely expensive, and that's why like I haven't really signed up for those yet. But I may be doing it at some point. But to me, what I have enjoyed the most would be the two races that I didn't have any cramming, and that would be the one in Seoul, and that would be the one in Hong Kong, and that explains why I'm traveling to Seoul again for a marathon in March 2026. So hopefully I can achieve a PB again in 2026.
Well, you will, run Boston one day. So, yeah. So I, it's the two.
Christine, you did that. You did that. You tell me how, I would be able to do it. I think, it's really an achievement. And at some point, if I can be qualified for Boston, I would love to go. It's just that between now and then, I still have a lot of lessons and runnings to do before I can get there.
I believe you'll get there. And I didn't mention in my introduction that you're an international speaker. And can you share some of your talks? You were at the Web Summit in Vancouver. But do you travel a lot giving talks, Rocky?
I do travel quite frequently, so and I do speak to an international audience. So Hong Kong by itself also attracts a lot of international audience coming to Hong Kong, attending conferences. In the year of 2025, sorry, 2024, 2025, that's one fiscal year, I spoke to 65 or some groups of people publicly, and that spans from the Middle East, North America, Europe, ASEAN countries, and obviously Hong Kong and Chinese mainland. So there are a lot of places that I've been to, and I speak a key reason is that we speak the commercial language. We also know and understand the context of government policies and regulations around the world. So I guess that's one of the key reasons why we will be invited to different markets to speak to their audience, trying to understand what's happening in Asia.
It's wonderful. And Rocky, is there anything else you'd like to add that I didn't ask you? I mean, I could talk to you about running all day, but but is there anything you want to share, like any advice, for runners, beginning runners who want to run a marathon or a 10K?
Oh, I well, in that case, I can perhaps say a little bit about how I began and how I've devoted so much time to it. As a young kid, like I play a lot of sports, but the least I enjoyed doing was running. I was once on the basketball team, and the coach required us to do a lot of running, and I decided to quit despite the fact that basketball was my favorite. It was my hobby, right? And I devoted a lot of time to it, but I hated running so much that I had to quit it just because the coach required us to do too much running. Now, looking back, I think it's a blessing in disguise. I think what I haven't done at a young age, I now stay very humble and try to be a student again. I was a student. I'm still a student, and it really speaks to my value that we ought to be open. We should continue to keep learning from different people. And like I mentioned earlier, running really keeps me very honest, and I really hope that my knees would stay up, my feet would continue to support me. I'm sure my family will. For that, they have seen me change into a slightly better version of Rocky Tone. And so, hopefully, I'll still have the support going forward.
Wonderful. And thank you so much, Rocky, for your time today, and all the best to you in your marathon next month. And I would be happy to have you come back on the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Christine. I look forward to running with you next time when I'm in
Yes.
North America.
Yes, I would love that. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for having me.